Welcome to the latest episode of the Gospel Podcasts. These recordings are published weekly by the Christians that assemble at the Hospital Hill Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, Scotland. Be assured you are in our prayers, and we know that God will bless you for listening. Further information is provided at the end of this short podcast. I now pass you over to the latest message recently recorded at the Gospel Hall. Thank you.
And I too add my welcome to everyone who's come along to hear the messages of the gospel. We trust that everyone who's come might be blessed. And of course, most of all, what we're looking for is for those who are in here yet unsaved, know not the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour, that when you leave this building, you'll be changed in such a way that you have trusted him and know what it is to have everlasting life. Now, we're going to turn to the Word of God this evening, and we're going to read a verse in John's Gospel and chapter number 10. John's Gospel and chapter number 10. And the verse that we'd like to think about this evening is verse number 9. So John's Gospel, chapter 10, and verse number 9. And it says there, "I am the door." Now, it's the Lord Jesus Christ who is speaking, and he says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." I'll read that again. "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." And we trust that God will bless to us this reading from the Word of God to all our hearts. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ has said here, "I am the door." Now, quite a few times in John's Gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ has used that expression, "I am." He said in chapter number 6, "I am the bread that came down from heaven," or "I am the true bread," or "I am the bread of life." So the Lord Jesus Christ in chapter 6 said, "I am the bread." Chapter 8, he said, "I am the light of the world." Chapter 11, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Chapter 14, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Chapter number 15, he says, "I am the vine," or "I am the true vine." But now, when we come to chapter number 10, twice over, he says, "I am." He says, "I am the good shepherd." In fact, he says that twice. "I am the good shepherd." And he also says in this verse that we have read, "I am the door." You know, there was once a day when the Lord Jesus Christ asked the question, "Who do men say that I am?" And of course, many people said that it was a lot of different things. But there was one who said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He is the one who said, "I am," and we're going to think about him this evening and how you can come into a relationship with him. You know, if we came over into chapter number 18, we read there, the Lord Jesus Christ being taken by men who come with the lanterns and torches. And when he asked them who they seek, they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And he says, "I am." And with the power of these words, they fell backwards and down as if they were like dead. The powerful words of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we'd like to think about these words tonight. "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. We're going to start by just thinking about the door, the door. Now, each and every one of us has used a door today. How do I know that? Well, there's one at the back of the hall there, and we've all come in it. The door. We all know how to use a door. We push down the handle, and we push open the door, and we enter in to the door. Very straightforward, very easy to understand the door. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the door. You might say, what does he mean, I am the door? Can I suggest to you that he is the door into blessing? He is the door into everlasting life. He is the door that you need to enter into if you need to be safe and secure for all eternity. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the door. The door. I want to be very simple here. The Lord Jesus Christ said that I am the door. Now, when you came into this building here, I think there's three doors that you came in. And no doubt there was a door that you went out when you came out your house. But what we'd like to think about, that when the Lord Jesus Christ speaks about himself being the door, that it's an individual door and only one door, and that is the one door by which you must pass if you're going to be blessed, if you're going to be saved, if you're going to have everlasting life. He is the only door. And if you don't enter into that door, for you, for eternity, it'll be hell and then the lake of fire. For you, there'll be no heaven. For you, there'll be no heaven or blessing in eternity, and there'll be no blessing in time if you don't enter in to the door, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I am the door. You know, it might be that you've heard people saying that there's lots of different ways to get to heaven. Maybe you are hanging your hopes upon the way that you live your life to get into heaven. Maybe, as far as you're concerned, you're maybe the best person in the street. Maybe give more to charity than others. Maybe your life is what people would call a clean life. And that's all very good. And that's all to be highly recommended, because we're living in a world today when there's not many lives like that. However, none of that will get you into heaven. The only way to get blessing and to get to heaven is by entering through the one door. The door that we've read about this evening, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who says, I am the door. You know, last year, my wife and I stood at a door. It was a door that was locked. It was shut. But there was a big long queue at that door, and all they were wanting to do was to bend down and look through the keyhole. You say, why was everybody wanting to look through the keyhole? Because if you look through the keyhole, what you could see away in the distance was the dome of the Vatican. And crowds of people were standing just to peek through the door to look at the Vatican. They never got into the Vatican. They never even got into the garden beyond it. But there was crowds there waiting just to peek through a keyhole, and they couldn't get in the door. I want you to know that this door is a door that you can enter. And this is not for access to any Vatican, for all the good that that will do for you. Nor into some beautiful garden. This is the entrance into blessing and into heaven. and the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the only way to get into heaven. This is a door by which you must enter. I am the door. Why is it only the Lord Jesus Christ who is the way to heaven? I said already that he said in chapter number 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why is it the Lord Jesus Christ that is the only way? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who bore the consequences of your sins. That sin which is separated between you and your God. That sin which will keep you out of heaven. That sin that will banish you to a lost eternity. That sin which you will bear the consequences of in eternity if you don't enter through the door. The Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary's cross, he bore the punishment for your sins. He paid the tremendous price by the shedding of his own precious blood there upon the cross, so that you might be saved, so that you might be blessed, so that heaven might be yours, so that you could come into the family of God. And all you need to do is go through the door. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I am the door. I'd like us to think about the decision. By me, if any man enter in. You know, there's many people who have stood on the outside of that door and never entered. And tonight, they're in a lost eternity. There's many who have pondered about pushing open that door, knowing that on the other side there's blessing and there's hope and there's joy, and they've never entered in. And those who stay on the outside of that door will know eternal loss. And yet many there have been who have never entered in. Today, the opportunity has been afforded to you again to hear the message of the gospel and to come to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is a doorway into blessing and into everlasting life. But the decision is yours. If any man, if anyone will enter in. And I want to urge you this afternoon to enter in at that door. Because if you don't enter in, for you it will be danger. In fact, can I suggest as you loiter outside the door, at this very moment, it's dangerous for you. At any moment, that opportunity might be taken away from you. Our lives are over so fast. For young, as well as for old, we'd never know the last breath that we breathe. And in this time, if you've not entered in through the door, if you don't enter in, it'll be too late for you in eternity. No opportunity then. But yet, it tells us in our verse, I am the door by me, through the Lord Jesus Christ, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. We thought of the door. We thought about a decision that you have to make to open the door and to enter in. But we are thinking about being saved. We are now thinking about the deliverance that you will know. Shall be saved. Those who enter into the door through the Lord Jesus Christ by trusting in him, by believing that he came into this world to save sinners and recognize that you are a sinner who needs to be saved. By acknowledging these things, by confessing your sin and stepping over the threshold and entering into the door, you will be saved. No possibility of you not being saved if you enter into the door. It may be that you don't understand it all. You know, I was just a young lad when I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. I can assure you, I never understood it all. But what I knew was that if I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, I would be saved. And I entered in to the door through the Lord Jesus Christ, the deliverance. Do you want deliverance from your sin? Do you want a life that you're living now to be saved? Do you want a life saved? Yes. Do you want to be saved for all eternity from hell and the lake of fire and the punishment of sin? Do you want to be saved? You know, if you were to ask someone who had fallen off a boat out in the storm on Friday night if they wanted to be saved, I don't suppose it would be difficult to answer that question for them. Yes, they would say, I want to be saved. What about you? I'll tell you, there's a storm brewing that's worse, far worse than the storm that happened on Friday. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he has borne the storm at Calvary. He has borne the wrath of God for your sin. And for you today, by trusting in him, by entering in to the door through the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be saved tonight. For now and for all eternity, you can be saved. You can know the deliverance that can be brought about by the Lord Jesus Christ. And then to finish, we've thought about the door. The only door. The Lord Jesus Christ is a door. We've thought about the decision that you need to make to enter in through the Lord Jesus Christ, in through the door. The deliverance that you can experience by doing that. But not only deliverance, I want us to think about the delight. You know, I've never regretted entering through that door. There's a joy that's been brought to my soul by entering in through that door. A joy that this world doesn't know anything about. You know, out there in the world, people think they've got joy. They may have fun, but they've got no joy. Something that lasts no matter what the circumstances of life are. A deep, settled joy that comes by knowing deep, settled peace. That comes by knowing salvation. That comes by knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. And the verse says here that those who enter in through the door shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. There's one who can sustain you in your life. There's one who can help you. The Bible talks about one who sticketh closer than a brother. The one who loves you. Oh, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. His love was so much that he was willing to give himself for you upon the cross of Calvary. But yet we were thinking this afternoon about the one who is the good shepherd. And we thought about the sheep in Psalm number 23, who was able to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, if you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, if you enter through the door, if you make that decision to go into that door, you will know deliverance from your sin. But not only that, you'll know delight. Not only for the rest of your life, but for all the great eternity that will go on and on and on forever. I am the door. By me, if any man, anyone, doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are, doesn't matter how sinful you are or how good living you are, you need to enter in. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. We trust that you'll think seriously about these things. We trust that you today will open the door and walk through and know the joy and blessing of being saved and knowing that all is well with your soul. Shall we pray?
Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this, the latest episode in the Gospel Podcast series. We trust that God will bless you for listening. And if you've not already done so, that you would take this opportunity to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of your precious soul. If you would like further information, or indeed a free personal copy of God's Word, the Bible, you're welcome to contact us. Full contact details can be found on our website, www.hospitalhillgospelhall.org. May God bless you, and goodbye for now.